He said, okay. Settle down.
I am.
We didn't have anything
recording.
Located. No proof of location.
I thought so. Yeah, she said she may be a little late.
We haven't located anything in the past or present.
Wow, thank you,
okay.
Whoever did
this. Well, that was Matt. So. Okay, we'll go ahead and call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. It is 5 o'clock p.m. on Tuesday, June 27th, 2023. Roll call, please.
Daniel.
Here.
Enright.
Here.
Crowder.
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on June 13th. Were there any changes or corrections?
I have none.
I do not.
Can I have a motion?
I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes from the Tuesday, June 13th Board of Works meeting as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is Lance Smith. He canceled? Okay. So item number 3 is canceled for tonight. So is that tabled till the next meeting then? Or
if he gets his quotes back in time.
Okay. Okay. Next up is the street cut permit. We'll go ahead and do Kristen first since you're here.
Okay.
Try to get you out of here quickly. So we're going to go down, Board Works members, let's go down to page 12 of your packet, I think. Yeah, 12 of your packet. This is for 601 North Main Street. Do you see where I'm at?
Yes.
Up there?
Yep.
Okay. Name, address, and what you're asking or requesting.
Kristen Spangle, and I'm asking for a street cut permit or a curb cut permit off of Walker Way for 601 North Main Street. It's my residence as well as it will be my business. I actually have two seasonal businesses in a little side room of that property. I had Board of Health down there yesterday as well as the building department. So, in order to make it safe, I don't know if you guys have even ever noticed the driveway right there on Main Street. It's literally 24 inches from Walker Way. So when you're driving down south on Main Street and someone's turning right onto Walker Way, people don't pay attention. They don't, like, even if I have my turn signal on, it's very confusing. So my solution would be make it a one-way entrance and exit onto Main Street.
Oh, gotcha.
And that way, so an entrance from Walker Way, they can swing around and exit on the main, at least yield to the people that are turning on Walker Way.
Hmm.
I have quotes from R&R Asphalt, and they are ready to get moving if you guys are good with that solution.
So the picture... You have a picture, and it's where the orange is. The
correct. That was where, you know, about 12 feet where we thought would be the best place. If it happens to move a little bit further down, I don't know. Like, I just wanted, you know, that's where I was just thinking would be the best.
Yeah.
And again, just a question. I think it's, you know, your concept's great. Okay. But on Walker Way, we've already established a turn lane. Left, right, straight. And if I think I heard you correctly, you was going to make it a one-way exit from the driveway onto Main. So they would still cross traffic to get to the other side. I'm just saying, I don't know how congested that would be if you got cars on one in Walker Way turning the same direction that I'm going to be turning when I exit your place.
Well, the driveway would obviously, I would probably put a yield sign there, yield to people turning on Walker Way. Regardless, like, my only thing is, if nothing's done, even being a resident, someone's going to nail me.
Sure,
I understand.
So you're going to come in behind the house and go on the right side of the house and
parking,
out to Main Street.
Like a little patio parking there, like where you can turn around anyway. And so my solution was to add just, I think it's about, I don't know, 18, 20 feet to the sidewalk. They're going to re-pour the sidewalk and make it 6 inches thick and then re-pour, you know, where it would go out of the Walker Way.
So what kind of business is it and what's the traffic? How much traffic does it create?
In the wintertime, I have an e-commerce candle business, for your own candles.
Okay.
So, you know, classes, minimal. My goal was actually, it's going to have obviously minimal parking, but the music encounter is across the street, and my buddy Pop Teak is across the street as well, which I'm sure if we negotiated something, I could maybe have overflow parking there.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't yet gone to talk to them about that, but because I obviously want to
right.
get this.
Yeah. Man, I wish there... I'm sorry, go ahead.
So I had one more question about going out on Main Street. That's why I asked how much traffic would it be.
Don't
we down at Dairy Queen have it only right turn?
I thought about doing right turn only, too. I'm not opposed to doing that because in the summertime, it's going to be a hard ice cream shop. I know, weird, but I can swap it out really easily,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and that way, you know, give people something to do in the
mm-hmm.
fall. I have all sorts of art mm-hmm. background, so I can teach people art and candles. In the summertime, my food background from the urban station, you know, I'd offer them mm-hmm. some hard ice cream. So
okay.
encourage people to get out, walk the dogs, ride their bikes. I'll have, like, maybe some golf cart parking. So I would not be opposed to doing the right turn only out of my driveway. I think, actually... Just based on my ability and my insurance,
mm-hmm.
it would probably
behoove you to do
yes.
that. You know, it's interesting because I'm looking at the kind of street view, the Google Street View of Walker Way there and where it is. You know, it does create a little bit of a challenge, and there's nothing you can do about it necessarily. But at the end of your property, and then it's almost diagonal to the Music Encounter place that you're talking about, right? And man, I wish there was a way to get those to be. Parallel with one
There's
another.
There's a street sign or a street light, I think, right about there on my side
mm-hmm.
of where they're...
Well, I'm talking about closer to where you're putting the new entrance at, because
mm-hmm.
based on where it is, it's almost right across from where the mailbox is, which
mm-hmm.
is, I'm going to guess, 10, maybe 12 feet from where their actual entrance is.
Mm-hmm.
I wish that we could have a true intersection there. It's nothing that you can do about it because the intersection was there obviously before, and your property line is not far enough down to
yeah.
create that scenario. So, but it is close. You know, again, I fully agree with the right turn piece. I think that makes all the
Real
sense
fun.
In the world.
Okay.
I think it's really important for us to control that traffic, especially. Not knowing what US 30 is going to be when it grows up.
I know. And so I have a feeling maybe US 30 may be in my front yard.
Well, I hope not. I don't want
to. You know, I mean, my long-term goal for
sure.
the property, I'm thinking long-term if I ever want to sell it.
Yeah.
It would only make sense. Someone's eventually going to sell it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I think obviously what we've encouraged from a US 30 standpoint is that at the corner of Walker Way and Main Street, some kind of a roundabout or something that ends up keeping traffic moving in that area
okay.
that then would. But I say all that to say that we can't plan for something we don't. You're okay. That we can't plan for something we don't know.
Right.
So to me, I mean, department heads, I don't know if you have any concerns about it. I mean, I feel like because it's far enough back from Main Street, especially if it's the right turn onto Main only. I feel a lot more comfortable with that based because I've been in that same situation. I pulled up, and this was, I think, maybe before you were there. But, yes, that there was somebody right next, and I was like, oh, wait a minute. Now I don't know.
I never even knew that driveway existed.
Yeah.
You know, people drive down Main Street 5,000 times.
Yep.
And they're like, where did this come
from?
I think one of the city street department, or not the street, maybe utilities or something, they were turning, and I was like,
yeah, which way to go?
Don't turn because he's kind of,
yep.
you know, people pull out a little far right there. Because
sure.
Development guy.
No, I get that. I do get that.
I concur, Mayor. And again, I think consensus is a right-hand turn.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I think we're flexible enough to help address issues because there's things that we can't predict right now, and that's all based upon volume and
right.
time of day and. I mean, it's crazy, and I'm sure if you talk to the police and fire, they have records of instances where, you know, coming from RVs, coming from the gas station.
All day.
Yeah.
I work from home, so
mm-hmm.
my office is right there in the front of the house, and so, yeah.
Yeah.
I know how, because, you know, I tell anyone to turn out, especially around 5 o'clock, you don't try to turn out.
Yeah.
And then just so I'm clear, when it comes to the actual sidewalk that's there, I'm assuming they're going to dip it down, make it even with the asphalt like we do in lots of other areas where there's
a
cut.
I think they're actually going to they're going to cut out that section of sidewalk and then re-pour it.
Yeah. Oh, so the driveway actually will go up to be the same as the sidewalk?
So the asphalt will go up to the sidewalk,
yeah,
and then it will be all concrete from there on, from what I understand in my...
Okay, so just so I'm clear, though, the sidewalk will remain at the same height as it currently is. It's not going to be dipped down, but instead the asphalt's going to be brought up to the same level.
Yes, okay. They're going to put a 12-inch tile or...
Culvert.
Yep.
Because it dips down a little bit right there.
Okay.
And so
we've been coaching her through it.
I've reached out to them long before I ever purchased the property, and I've actually thought of five different things to do with this house, and a couple of them have been shot down, and this just makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
so.
Gotcha.
Clarification on the right of way.
Uh-huh.
Jurisdiction of a
sign up or that's a good question, because my guess is, and Kelly, I don't know if you're looking at the map there, but I guess the question I would have is does NDOT right of way only go to the edge of their pavement?
I don't know where their right of way is, but that looks like it'd be way back behind the right of way.
Well, I guess what I'm asking is with the right turn only, which I guess I could look at my own, the right turn only part, out of the drive, yeah. Signage is one thing. We'll just have to work the logistics of that.
Actually, I know where the line is for the sign, because one of the businesses I had proposed was to do marketing for small businesses and to put a big traffic sign right there.
Yeah.
And that was just, I don't even want to go there.
Will this
exit with right hand only, will you actually make a curve in the before it gets to Main Street, that kind of coaching them?
This quote that I got doesn't deal with anything with the extension of the driveway.
The other side.
The other side. But I can put signs all down my yard, right turn only. If you turn left, the cops will get you. I know Gary Harris. I mean, I've done so many things. And I obviously people will see.
It's a safety issue.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. Well, and again, I think when I'm looking at that, maybe to Wolf's point in some way, shape, or form is that how do you enforce a right turn only? Not only out of a driveway, but in state right of way that kind of also goes into city right of way. It's kind of a weird scenario there, especially because anytime you're going to have a right turn only, you really need the landscaping to lend itself that way, right? So I think it's something between Kelly and NDOT and you. We can get it figured out and stuff. But I think in some ways, if we're going to mandate right turn only, which I think is the safest way to go about doing this, I do think we need to think through how we force it. Yes, how we force it. How we force. I think that's a.
If the sign
you don't turn right, you never get an ice cream at my
That's house. Right. There you go.
My other concern, honestly, what I was thinking is if I'm not open, is people, if there's people turning right and there's a line of traffic, people dip it in and going down my driveway. Because of just that experience at the urban station.
Yeah.
People rolling through my parking lot.
Seems really, so.
And so that was really my thought.
Okay.
Gary, if we had signs up there, turn right only, and you observe they didn't, is that enforceable? I said that's not enforceable, is it?
Driveway.
Not private property.
Right. Okay. Unless you get an ordinance passed, we can enforce that. That would have to go through.
I mean, you can put the signs up.
Just be safe. Come on, be smart,
Well, I mean, possibly you could put something non-permanent there too, like flowers or.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, you could put little.
Well, that's what I was gonna do. I have those like fly things that I'll have for the ice cream, anyways, and for marketing. I can get one that says turn right only.
If you put it out in the yard that way and make it go that way, then they hopefully they wouldn't hit it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and I guess I don't want to put
like,
her
down the driveway. There's two giant trees.
Uh-huh.
So I seriously contemplated putting parking in my whole front yard just because I don't want to know, but I don't want to kill the trees. And so I really can't even widen it that way to make it two lanes because I consider that two without taking out the trees.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm going to make a motion that we approve the permit to cut into curb streets or alleys for 601 North Main Street with the caveat that between Gary and Kelly and NDOT, we figure out a way to strongly encourage right turn only at Main Street. So I think because we're kind of in a gray area, we're kind of in no man's land there. I'm not sure what we can do, especially because right next door you have the actual turn lane for Walkerway. And so I think if you put out pots of flowers or something like that that make people turn, they will be hit by people from Walkerway. So I'm just trying. So I think if there's a way we can address it, great. If it's just signage and then people don't obey, it is what it is. But still. So my motion, again, is to approve the permit. Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, for the usual sign, it's unanimous. Thanks, Chris.
Do I need anything? Or?
I like chocolate.
I'll get this.
Okay. I'm taking requests.
I'll get this back to you tomorrow.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay,
yes,
thank you.
Yes, Allison, I'll let you guys all know when I'm home.
No.
Excellent.
Okay.
Thank you, Chris.
That won't
thank
be
you
until next spring, though.
Okay.
Have
okay
a great day.
Okay. Thank you. Page 7 of the packet. We'll go back to the different permits. Okay, everyone there?
Yep.
Longfellow?
Yep, 251 West Longfellow Boulevard. And this is for NIPSCO installing a gas service. This is, again, continuation of the growth of that subdivision. Any issues from department heads on 251 West Longfellow? Any concerns from the Board of Works?
Nope.
Make a motion. We approve the permit to cut into curb streets or alleys for 251 West Longfellow as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is Valley River Drive and Pebble Creek Run. This is for Surf Internet. I will tell you this is something we've been working on internally for Timber's Edge subdivision that's there. They're looking at potential expansion, but the developer has came to me and said, hey, we're kind of struggling to sell homes. People are asking about fiber, and yet they haven't built out there yet. So we worked with SURF to try to bump that up on the priority list. So that's what we have in front of us, which is the installation of fiber there along basically in Timber's Edge, which is off of Anna Street Extended. So any questions regarding this from the department heads?
Nope.
Anything from the Board of Works?
Nope.
Hearing none, I'll make a motion. We approve the permit to cut into curb streets or alleys for Valley River Drive and Pebble Creek Run from Surf Internet as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay, next up is Amendment Number 2 for Westler Engineering. And this is another chip project.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I believe they made all the correct changes.
From the last meeting?
Yes.
Okay. Marcia, are you good with the changes? Yeah? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And this is because, remind me, this is because of the change going from one side of the road to the other?
Yes. No. They've got to get easements.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we put them in charge collecting easements.
Yep. Any questions regarding the Amendment Number 2 from Westler?
No.
I'll make a motion. We approve Amendment Number 2 with Westler Engineering for the 100 South Sewer Extension as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? That's let me just, for the record, that's an increase in the contract by $24,450. Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is a pay request number 3 from Midwestern. Mike.
went through this application, it's been through, the engineers went through it. It's just my recommendation that you approve and pay out number three. And I'm looking for the total right now.
$69,706.25.
That's it.
Okay. Questions regarding pay applicant pay request? So is the, remind me, is the total contract remaining, that 22, looks like 22.5, is that all retainage or is there still work to be left to be done?
22,005, no, that's retainage. There is work left to be done. They still need to do seating and install light poles and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
The seating's in question. We're doing now whether it'll grow. But obviously, if they don't do it now, if they wait till later, and then we're going to hold all that money until it's done and it draws everything out. So
gotcha.
We'll see how that goes.
Okay.
Light poles are supposed to be in this week.
Okay.
Hopefully installed next week, and that's the last thing.
Good. Thank you. Yep. Any questions regarding pay request number three?
Nope.
Hearing none, I make a motion that we approve pay request number three in the amount of $69,706.25.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is engineering service, lift station control panel replacement project with Donahue. Mike?
This is phase two of the project that we had started last year, upgrading our SCADA system and the PLCs and the panels. The radio system that we currently have is obsolete. They no longer make the radios. They don't make parts. They don't service them or anything like that. So we went the cheapest route last year, ended up done 11 stations. So we have 11 spare radios until we can complete this project if something happens to them. This is three stations. It'd be completely new control panels, concrete base, all the electrical work, everything for the $219,000.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Hold on. You're fine.
So the difference between last year and this year is that these are complete overhauls of the actual...
Correct. Last year they were just the panels, the small panels on the back that contain the radios. These are actually the controls. We'll get brand new panels, PLCs, and everything that will be built right into them.
Gotcha.
Inside the panels. And they are expandable too, so we shouldn't have to do this for several years if we need to upgrade or make the station bigger. Then these panels are upgradable. So.
Okay. Questions of Mike? And this is lump sum of $219,000?
Correct.
Okay. I'll make a motion. We approve the engineering services agreement for the lift station control panel replacement project in a lump sum of $219,000 as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
Thank you.
Yep. Next up is Kent Power. Sean.
Yeah, so hours were coming in a lot less than the wastewater treatment projects, but this is a change order.
Of course.
The final change order, the only change order for this project. As the mayor and I have talked, and we know there's been some issues with this North substation project we're working on. We've got them all resolved. We have everybody back on, substations back up and working. There's just a few punch list items to be done on in-trust engineering side. The actual change order originally was over $50,000 in changes. This is a negotiated change order here with some of the things that we've dealt with and taken care of for them. And on a $780,000 project, I feel like a $14,000 change order is pretty respectable. So with this, you'll see that there were some changes in the way we designed it. There's some things that we didn't like that the engineers did that made it difficult for us to work on these lines. So we've made that change, and that includes all of that in this one change order. So I've reviewed it. Our engineers have reviewed it as well, and we feel like the $14,743 is a fair compromise on this final change order. This will be the last change order for Kent Power for this project as well.
Questions? Okay. Hearing none, I make a motion that we approve the change order in a total proposed price of $14,743 for the Columbia City North Substation Project, contract 630-300-1389.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay, we'll move on to bills.
I will make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $1,013,596.50 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated June 27, 2023 for checks written.
Second. Motion seconded. For the discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $151,473.41 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated June 27, 2023 for EFT payments.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I'll make a motion to pay all pay types except overtime in the amount of $1,002 for the HSA contribution for Savannah Fettig for the pay file ending June 23rd, 2023.
Second also.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
And I'll make a motion to pay all pay types except overtime in the amount of $274,878.45 plus overtime in the amount of $9,807.82 for the pay file ending June 16th, 2023.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
And then the meter deposits. Let's see. I'll make a motion that we pay all the accounts payable vouchers for, is it meter deposits?
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't look at this one earlier.
That's okay. Meter deposits.
Meter deposits in the amount of $2,116.46 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated the 27th of June, 2023.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Department reports, Chip.
Last Friday, I went to Mary Rayburn to the STEAM project. It was really interesting. Thank you for letting me go on that.
Pleasure.
Been working away on the test kitchen. Other than that, just day-to-day stuff.
Questions to Chip?
Nope.
Thank you. Sean?
We have the permanent service buried to the new Lithia County Jail. We just need to pull some wires to transform when they're ready for that, but we're done digging out there, so that's good to have all that in before they start all the major construction out there. Bones Theater agreed to let us run a loop off of their transformer to give a backup loop to that whole area out there, so thank you to Chris that worked with me there for letting us do that. Bowen Center, we are in the process of moving some boxes for our street lighting because the driveway came in 30 foot wider than what they expected, apparently. So we're out there today moving some street light boxes. So that's going to take us a couple days. The North substation, as I said, transformer is back energized. Breakers are all energized. So we're back to running off of three substations, which is wonderful for us.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to really shrink the size of any outages or blips you see in your power, so we're happy to be back with our substations. Other than that, just day-to-day activities as well.
I actually thought of that during the windstorm. I thought, that's good to have another substation up.
Yes.
Well, that windstorm gave there. Any questions to Sean?
No.
Thanks, Sean. Kelly?
Well, the windstorm did take a tree down and some limbs that we had to come in and take care of over the weekend, and then yesterday went around and chipped up some of that stuff and took care of some of the bigger stuff that was around. We have limb pickup next Monday, starting in for monthly pickup. And then we rent Sunday to clean up old settlers, which took a while for them to get out of town so we could do our job.
I heard.
Hopefully they can improve on that.
Okay. Anything else?
That's it.
Thank you. Questions for Kelly? Thank you, Mike.
Well, get to where I need to be.
What'd you say?
Let me get to where I need to be.
Okay.
Just a minute. I thought Kelly was going to talk longer.
You want us to come back around the horn?
Nope, I'm good.
Okay.
CSO 19, like I said, they're waiting on the light poles to be installed, and we have a walkthrough on July 12th for that project. Main and Jefferson rebidding is in process. A pre-bid for that is going to be 7/13, and bids are due on July 25th at 4 o'clock and to be opened on the 25th. The project end date has been extended out to October 20th of 2024 for a total of 426 days. So with the companies that wanted to bid on the project, they'll now be able to bid on that and put that into their schedule mm-hmm. to get that completed. So we've done that, which I think is very, very gracious. And if we don't get any after this, then I guess I'll just we'll call it quits. Station generators, they've all been, all our generators that we have on our stations, they have been serviced by Cummins. No problems were found there. Sludge hauling, we had to halt that because of the moly levels are too high, so we are transferring and blending that to bring that back down, and I've got pretreatment collecting samples throughout the facility and then also throughout the city to see if we can find that.
Mike, I'm sorry to put you on the spot, but will you explain what moly is?
Molybdenum.
Molybdenum?
It's a natural occurring, it's a metal. And by being too high, we're allowed 75 milligrams per liter, it came back, the samples. What we had in the spring was 75 right at the saline limit,
yeah.
And they run a sample because that ran out, so theirs came back at 90.
Ooh, okay.
So we had to stop, so
yeah.
We'll have to blend and see if we can't get that down.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. The only other thing is the CSO operational plan update that I had United Consulting work on, an update for us was submitted to IDEM. I got the approval back on that. So we are good there, and I'm still waiting on long-term control plan. They submitted a report and a post-construction monitoring
mm-hmm.
information data to them. And according, I've got an email back that says that we do not have to submit that information because it was not in the original timeline of information, just an update. So they said that we could submit it at the end. And they would just put the information that we sent them this time, they would just put in for information purposes, basically. So I requested back that if we send our last one in to PCM with our final report, does that obligate everything that we're supposed to do and release us from the agreed order with IDEM?
Yeah.
And I've not heard back yet, so.
We should have a celebration if that happens.
I'm waiting. Yeah, that's been there for a long time. So
I was going to say, we've been under agreed order for how many years? I mean, was
I
it under Blasley?
I thought it was from 2006.
Oh, was it under Blasley?
Or no, wait. No, it was
it's
before that.
It was,
I was going to say,
was
I thought it was
that.
Blasley, which would have been somewhere between 2000 and 2003.
Yeah. Long time.
That's,
so I've not got anything back yet. So
that's a minimum of 10 years. So.
Yeah.
Or 20. No, 20 years. 20 years.
We cut 5 years out of it by combining
mm-hmm.
2B and 2C together and saved I forget how many millions of dollars.
Yep.
By doing it that way, so.
Yep, agreed.
Question That's
all
the mic.
I have. Oh, I'm sorry.
Nope.
Okay, question
to
the mic.
No.
Thank you. Gary.
All right. Chris Anderson started it, if you recall. He's the lateral from Cherubusco, and it's fitting in very well. Still waiting on approval from Public Safety Medical for Tim Clark and Brandon Young. Old Settlers went off very well, very little issues, a couple minor things, but nothing big. Scott and Brian's been helping out, filling the schedule since school's out for the summer. We've had 10 applications for the current process, which is a little disappointing. Hopefully we'll get a few more by the end of the week. process closes at the end of June, so that's my hope, is to get a few more. So, we had another successful drone incident. Chair Busco had a subject run from him from a vehicle and requested our assistance of drone pilot Brandeke. He made the scene down in Chair Busco. Once the drone was in the air, he was able to locate the subject within minutes. He directed officers to the location where he could see the subject, and they were able to take him into custody within a matter of probably 5-10 minutes. So, great job there for Officer Brandeke, doing good with the drone, so can't be more happier with that. Dispatch Savannah Fettig is doing well and really loving her job here at CC. So,
good.
I'm happy to do that.
Questions of Gary?
Yep.
Thank you. Matt?
We were getting ready for Old Settlers as well by moving the bleachers up for the stage and getting bleachers down in front for the parade route in front of Star there. And then we had to turn around and move them back then Saturday night once the parade was done, and so that they could clean up without being in the way. We also received the recirculating pump for the pool heater and was installed, so the pool now is up to 83 degrees, and people aren't complaining about that.
It was chilly. It was chilly.
Yeah. And then last weekend we hosted On Turf, which has been one of their biggest tournaments since COVID, and they had 30-plus teams in it, so it kept the guys quite busy. All four fields were going, and concession stand ran out of several things and had to go purchase more. So.
Wow.
And that's it.
Any questions on that? Thank you. Mike?
We're still changing meters. Not as many as we were, but and we put two new services in, and then as of probably about 3:30 tonight, everything went to heck at the water plant. Nothing is automatic; it's all switch and that. So we have to turn the high service pump on by hand, turn the wells on by hand, and keep track of where we're at. You know.
Do we? Are we going to have someone at the plant 24 hours?
No, I don't think so. I'm going to go out after the meeting and check and see how we're dropping, and then me and Mark's probably going to come in earlier so we can turn everything on. I've told Tom and Gary that if anybody hooks any hydrants, even out in the county, they got to let us know right away so we can turn the pumps on. Hopefully tomorrow Peerless is going to be in and we can get it fixed, but, you know, we've got a new PLC ordered for that. It's just, when is it going to come in?
Yeah.
So.
Is it, you'll still get alarms and stuff, right, though?
We're hoping.
We
have the best of that.
Okay.
I think we are, because I do have a, I did get something on my phone saying from dispatch that they had two well failures.
You know? Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah, hopefully.
Okay. Okay, very good. Question to Mike? Thank you. Tom?
Parts for 105 are finally here. Adam's coming tomorrow to get it fixed. It's just one of those idiot lights that comes on for oxygen sensors. So hopefully we get that taken care of so we don't have that problem any further. Old Settlers went fairly well for what it is. Downtown streets are always scary to have fairs in, so it went pretty well. There's a few things we need to work on for next year.
Always.
We'll get there. As Kelly said, they had some difficulties getting packed up and out in time, but we'll talk to them and get that all fixed up. Hydraulic rescue pump on 102 was leaking. That's for our Jaws of Life. Got a phone call in to get somebody here to check it out to make sure we're good to go. But we do have two others that we can fall back on. So it's a big deal, but it's not, because we do have other trucks and equipment to use. So we'll get there. it's just frustrating for us because those are typically not cheap to get fixed. Last thing, as the Board of Works is aware, we were in the hiring process to replace one of our firefighters who had left to seek personal endeavors. We did interviews, ended up with two candidates, two lateral transfers. Incredibly liked individuals, both by the panel that sat with me and the peer interview that we did. I spoke with the mayor and Rosie. In light of some retirements we're facing in the future, we would ask the Board of Works, and we did see where we could move some money around to finance it, and I asked the Board of Works for permission this evening to be able to hire both of them.
So if the Board of Works would approve this, which I would hope you would, it would obviously be contingent on the council doing the money movement. But we were already hiring for one to get not only one lateral that wants to be here, but two laterals that come with a wealth of experience, and the fact that the interview panel were split 50-50. They loved both of them, but they both saw the benefits. It seems like an opportunity that we probably shouldn't pass up. We've done the same thing in the police department in the past, as you're well aware, and so I just, again, because of hiring challenges, because of the fact that these are laterals and not someone who we're going to have to put through, you know, fire academy and all the things that go with all those things, I think it just makes sense for us. And again, it would certainly be pending council approval, but I think it makes the most sense. Again, we had Board of Works interviews, as you're all aware, and we got to see both of the candidates, and they're both, I think, very stellar individuals, very different personalities, but very stellar individuals that bring a wealth of experience with them. So.
And when would they both start? Same time?
Tom?
No, we were going to offset them. One would start on the 15th. The other would start on the 29th, and I don't think you want names thrown up yet unless we get approval. But one would start on the 15th of July, and the other would.
So in the same month?
Yes.
Okay.
And financially, again, Rosie and Tom and I sat down and went through those numbers and feel pretty confident of where those are. So. Yeah, I need a motion to approve the hiring of two. Let me back up. I need a motion to approve Tom's recommendation of hiring two firefighters.
I make a motion that we support Fire Chief Tom's recommendation of hiring two full-time firemen.
And I'm sorry, I should have added pending the council's approval of finances.
And a pending council's approval of the finances.
Yep.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Mike?
We had a man quit a couple weeks ago. I'd like permission to fill his slot.
Okay. Any problems with that?
Okay.
No, we can just give an okay.
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 Okay. Okay. Because it's budgeted, so.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, why don't you take two, Mike?
Yeah. I'm not like the fireman.
Anybody else want to hire? Okay. I shouldn't have asked the question.
No, you shouldn't have.
So. Okay. Anything else, Tom? You're good? Yes,
yes,
you're good? Okay.
Thank you.
Marcia?
Nothing.
RC? A couple of things for your awareness. Tomorrow, Chip and I are having conversation, or we're working, I'm sorry, we're going to have a meeting with ANZ Engineering to kind of go through the last two phases of Westgate, what that looks like, how we can take care of stormwater detention issues, things like that. So we have that going tomorrow. We actually also, Kelly and Rosie and I and maybe some other people, I don't know who all is involved, are going to talk about street cut permits. Oh, Chip's involved in that too?
Yeah.
So we got a lot of different things that we're going to be talking about with that. I am going to be off for Thursday and Friday and Monday as well, just so you're aware. We are closed on Tuesday. And, of course, didn't mention fireworks that are on July 3rd, which is on Monday night, right?
Yes.
Are we all ready to go?
We're getting there.
Okay. Do you want to talk about festivities?
This year we're adding some temporaries for the vendors.
Okay.
Sean came over and made suggestions on how to put the temporaries in and up, and then they set a pole and ran over wire so it'll be able to handle the power needs that we needed in the past. So we're getting slots ready for vendors, and we've taken care of the fireworks and the band.
And events there start at 5?
5.
And then music is at what, 7?
7:30.
7:30, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously fireworks are 10-ish?
Yeah, somewhere around there, yeah.
10, 15-ish. So, great.
It is supposed to be a full moon, so we'll
see. Oh, that'll be great. Okay. So I think that's all I got for right now. Walt?
I have nothing.
And Nicole?
Thank Matt for our passes.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you, Matt.
Okay. If there's nothing else, we'll call the meeting adjourned. Thank you.